We would like to start the presentation on Toshiba Revitalization Action Plan and FY 2015 forecast. From Toshiba, we have Mr. Masashi Muromachi, Representative Executive Officer, President, and CEO. Mr. Satoshi Tsunakawa, Representative Executive Officer, Corporate Senior Executive Vice President. And Mr. Masayoshi Hirata, Representative Executive Officer, Corporate Senior Vice President. I, Naoto Hasegawa of Public Relations, will be the MC. Today, President Muromachi will explain Toshiba's Revitalization Action Plan, followed by Mr. Tsunakawa's brief on the structural reform of the Lifestyle Products and Services segment, and the session will be concluded by Mr. Hirata's outline on FY 2015 forecast. President Muromachi, please.
I am Muromachi. I'd like to explain Toshiba's Revitalization Action Plan. Today, we have decided to implement Toshiba's Revitalization Action Plan centered around the followings: business structure reform based on decisive actions, strengthening of internal control and reforming corporate culture, business portfolio and operational structure review, and financial reform. By executing this plan, we aim at regaining trust of all stakeholders and transforming ourselves into a robust organization. Firstly, concrete execution of structural reform. In addition to the already announced reform of Semiconductor System, LSI, and Discrete Business, we will reform our PC, Visual Products, and Home Appliances businesses of the Lifestyle Products and Services segment. As our initial internal effort to record profit, we will focus on our main business and pursue operational efficiency. However, given the fact that we have operational resource constraint, we are also considering arranging an alliance with a third-party company for our PC and Home Appliances businesses as our next step. Consequently, the Lifestyle Products and Services segment will reduce its headcount by about 6,800, which is a 30% of the total headcount by the end of this fiscal year. The details of the Lifestyle segment reform will be explained by Mr. Tsunakawa later. Already announced reform of our semiconductor business, as well as that of the Lifestyle business and corporate staff division, will be executed during this fiscal year. We expect to book 260 billion yen for the relevant cost in FY 2015. This shows the change of headcount in line with our structural reform. Details are self-explanatory, but all in all, year-on-year decrease in headcount will be 10,600. For 5,300 jobs in the semiconductor and lifestyle businesses and the corporate staff division, personnel reallocation and early retirement program with support for job placement are in the plan. Next, on strengthening internal controls and reforming corporate culture. To end its designation of its shares as securities on alert, we are taking concrete actions to prevent recurrence as based on the plan announced on September 7th. For example, reinforcing the supervision of top management and internal control, and changing the mindset of managers as well as associates. Details are shown here, and I am committed to put my full-fledged effort in embedding these measures across the group companies. This depicts our measures to reform our corporate culture. Specifics are listed here. For example, 172 executives, including myself, participated in the executive management seminar held last Saturday and listened to a lawyer give a legal explanation on our corporate disposition. We reconfirm the challenges we are facing, and all the participants, including myself, reaffirm the necessity to further boost our effort to pursue corporate culture reform. Other measures not listed here are under consideration, so as soon as they are finalized, we will provide you with the information.
We redefined focus business areas and concluded to focus on the energy and storage businesses. The healthcare business has achieved high profitability and a global presence in diagnostic imaging. However, for further business growth requires the allocation of sufficient business resources for research and development and others. We have decided that in order for the healthcare business to fully realize its potential and to maximize its value, the best solution is to invite outside majority shareholders to make sufficient support. That is to sell the TMSC shares. This would also strengthen Toshiba's balance sheet. We would give immediate priority to executing this plan. We will slim down corporate staff functions in line with independent autonomous management of in-house companies to aim for small but strong headquarters and reduce operating cost based on business portfolio review. Specifically, we will transition to an organizational structure focused on the mission of strategic planning for the future and create a common platform for Toshiba Group to enhance organizational efficiency. We will focus on cash flow in planning of midterm business plans, budget, business performance management, and business performance evaluation, and also strengthen the management of interest-bearing debt by the in-house companies. We would also transfer functions needed in business operation to in-house companies to enhance their autonomous management. In-house companies will promote further concentration and selection on their own businesses and focus on business areas which create operating cash flows and consider withdraw when sufficient cash flow cannot be generated. Next, I'd like to talk about our efforts in enhancement of financial base. Reflecting on the fact that it fell into an overriding concern for current profit, Toshiba will continue to promote business management, emphasizing cash flow, and give first priority to restructuring for recovery from a weakened financial platform. As measures to secure the financial platform, we will set firm rules on limits to the investments and make resource allocations based on the redefined business portfolio and invest in those business domains that will generate cash. We will focus our FY 2016 investments on the energy and storage businesses and limit investments in other areas to refurbishment. We would reinforce the management of interest-bearing debt on a consolidated basis by the in-house companies so that Toshiba will be able to reduce interest-bearing debt. As for sales of assets, we will thoroughly review the assets, such as stocks and real estate, and their necessity, and consider selling them off without any restrictions. Next is FY 2015 forecast. As I said earlier, in order to revitalize Toshiba, it is essential to implement necessary measures, including structural reform of businesses facing challenges within FY 2015. As a result of structural reform, the forecast for FY 2015 is as follows. Sales 6.2 trillion yen, operating loss 340 billion yen, loss before income taxes, non-controlling interest 300 billion yen, and net loss 550 billion yen. Free cash flow is expected to be minus 280 billion yen. Equity attributable to shareholders of the company, 430 billion yen. Net interest-bearing debt, 1.47 trillion yen. Net debt-equity ratio, 340%. Operating loss and net loss will be record high numbers. It is extremely regrettable and comes with painful measures such as reduction of headcount. But as I explained, we concluded that we must implement these measures now. We are very sorry that we decided not to pay a dividend to shareholders at the date of record of March 31st, 2016. Once again, we apologize to all the shareholders and ask for your understanding. I will make every possible effort to lead Toshiba to revitalize and take the action plan to regain your trust. I ask for your understanding and continued support. That concludes my part of presentation.
Mr. Satoshi Tsunakawa will explain about the structural reform of the Lifestyle Products and Services segment. I am Tsunakawa. President Muromachi briefed on Toshiba Revitalization Action Plan, and following that, I'd like to elaborate on the reform of the Lifestyle segment, which is comprised of three businesses: PC, visual products, and home appliances. I'll speak about the current decision of each business respectively. All in all, regarding these three, by focusing on particular markets and products, we have reduced our fixed cost and pursued operational efficiency. This was our first step to harness our internal effort to turn our business into a profitable one. Firstly, PC. I believe you have a copy with you. Regarding this slide, three bold lines, namely company splits, reduction of fixed costs and headcounts, concentrate on B2B end end consignment of design and manufacturing to outside vendors and cease buy and sell transactions are the major points. Regarding the company split measure, Personal and Client Solutions Company, PCS, one of our in-house companies, will be merged with a domestic company called Toshiba Information Equipment Company, as shown in the news release. This integration is one of the measures. As indicated on the third bullet point, under our structure reform plan, we decided to close and sell Ome Complex, a facility for PCs. Structure reform cost is estimated to be 60 billion yen in FY 2015. Total fixed cost reduction will amount to more than 30 billion yen. By decreasing the PC production volume to 3 million units per year, we aim to turn positive in FY 2016. The next point is on concentrating on B2B. We are expanding our enterprise customer business. And as written in the second bullet point, we will be focusing on insurance, distribution, and security-related companies. As regards to our B2C business, as indicated in the third bullet point, we will focus on the domestic market. Moving on to the third point, we will cease buy and sell transactions and stop consigning design and manufacturing to third parties, a business model we've practiced in the B2C domain. By taking these measures, we will be only pursuing design and manufacturing work that falls within our in-house capabilities. In other words, we will reduce our product platforms to less than one-third of what we have now. Through all these measures, as shown on the top right, global headcount will be reduced from 4,500 to 3,200. For this 30%, that is 1,300 people, a due program is needed, and personnel reallocation as well as early retirement program are under consideration. We would like to sincerely deal with the given situation. In summary, as you can see on the top blue box, we will pursue further low-cost operation and leave as a future option and the potential of having an alliance with a third party of our PC business.
Next is visual product business. There are two key points: reduction of fixed cost and number of employees, and withdrawal from operations outside Japan. Cost for structural reform is expected to be 40 billion yen in FY15. We will reduce fixed costs by more than 18 billion yen year on year in FY16 and downsize global TV sales to about 600,000 units a year to generate profit. As for small TVs for Japanese market, we will utilize existing production lines of Toshiba multimedia devices in Aomori. Turning to overseas, in North America and Europe, we have already shifted to brand licensing to Taiwan's Compower Electronics. In Asia, concerning our TV plant in Indonesia, although this slide says that the plant is planned to be transferred to an overseas partner company, but today, we have reached an agreement with China-based Skyworth on the sale of the plant. In Middle East and Africa, a part of our shareholdings in joint ventures will be sold to joint venture partner El Arabi Group, and joint venture companies will become non-consolidated companies. In Brazil, we agreed to shift to the brand licensing model with our joint venture partner by selling all of our shares of the sales and manufacturing joint venture company. Detailed information are provided in the news release. As you see on the right, structural reform includes painful measures such as reduction of the headcount by almost 80% or 3,700. We will try to sincerely handle this matter in the same manner as I mentioned for PC. As a summary, as you see at the top, we will shift to brand license business structure in overseas markets and concentrate on Japanese market. Lastly, about home appliances business. There are two key points: reduction of the fixed cost and number of employees, and withdrawal from the sales and production of twin turbo washing machines. Structural reform cost is expected to be about 4 billion yen in FY15. We have been working on the structural reform since FY14. We will reduce the fixed cost by more than 5 billion yen year on year in FY16 and make this business profitable. Twin tub washing machines are manufactured on the same site as the TB plant in Indonesia. With the transfer of the TB plant, washing machine plant will be closed and land and buildings will be sold based on the agreement with Skyworth. The number of the employees, as you see on the right, in Japan and abroad will be reduced by about 1,800. As a summary, as you see at the top, in home appliances business, we will further improve operational efficiencies, and in the future, we will consider alliance with other companies. This concludes my presentation.
Mr. Hirata will give an explanation of FY2015 forecast. Let me go through the full year performance forecast for FY2015. Please turn to page 17. As mentioned by President Muromachi, both operating and net profits are expected to be in the record high negative range. Although we have sold off the shares of Kone Corporation and Topcon, due to the structural reform expenses, cash flow is forecasted to be negative 280 billion yen. As an alternative to commercial papers, both our main and sub-main banks provided us with an additional commitment line of 400 billion yen in September. Our partner financial institutions have extended us great support to date. To secure their continuous support, President Muromachi and myself will visit several institutions from here onward to explain in details the content of our revitalization action plan. Please turn to page 18 for the net sales and operating income by segment. Total net sales are 6.2 trillion yen, a decrease of 7% year-on-year and 10% excluding the currency impact. With the exception of the healthcare systems and services, all the other segments will record a year-on-year decrease. In particular, the net sales of the lifestyle products and services will be down by 27% and by 30% excluding the FX impact, while that of the electronic devices and components is expected to be down by 9% and 50% respectively. As regards to total operating income, we forecast negative 340 billion yen, a substantial deterioration of 510 billion yen year-on-year. by segment aside from healthcare due to the impact of the structural reform expenses, we expect to record deficits. The operating income of each segment is forecasted to decrease substantially against the FY 2014 results. We assume a total of 340 billion yen for structural reform expenses and asset write-downs. The expected increase of deficits of lifestyle and system LSI from FY 2014, hard disk drive business becoming non-profitable, and the decline of memory products sales price are all exerting a downward pressure on our operating income. Please note that although we are showing our forecast by segment today, as we usually do, to further enhance our information disclosure, we are scheduled to share with you relevant information by company instead in Q3 or FY 2015 business results report. Let me give you more granular explanation on our operating income using page 19. On your left, we have FY 2014 operating income of 170.4 billion yen and the asset write-downs of 175 billion yen. Against this, in FY 2015, we expect an operating income of negative 340 billion yen. Year-on-year comparison-wise, the electronic devices will be down by 220 billion yen due to the impact of the declining memory sales price and the repercussion of the structural reforms of system LSI and discrete businesses becoming tangible after FY 2016. Furthermore, since the shrinking PC market is causing our hard disk drive business to be sluggish, electronic devices segment's profit will be hit hard. Energy and infrastructure operating profit is down by 70 billion yen. Sales of solar power and China-bound electrical locomotives decline, causing a decrease of gross margin. Post-earthquake demand of thermal power plants diminished, and fixed expenses such as the R&D expenditure for our nuclear power business increased. Regarding lifestyle business, due to our structural reform to reduce fixed cost in FY 2014, an improvement by 20 billion yen was realized, but by a negative currency impact, we expect the operating income to deteriorate by 25 billion yen. Community Solutions has been mainly impacted by a decrease in gross profit caused by the decline in sales by Toshiba Tech. On top of the year-on-year decrease of the operating income by 340 billion yen, we have factored in the impairment loss of goodwill of Tech's overseas post business recorded in the first half in our asset write-down of 110 billion yen. This figure includes write-downs of transmission and distribution systems and solar photovoltaic systems expected in the second half, and another expensing out of 230 billion yen to cover for the restructuring costs of already announced system LSI and white LED businesses, as well as the lifestyle hard disk drives, transmission and distribution systems, and corporate staff division that were explained today. As stated by President Muromachi and Mr. Tunakawa, structural reform of the non-profitable businesses will be decisively implemented in FY 2015 so that we can completely eradicate businesses in the red and we can lead ourselves to a new start in FY 2016.
Page 20 shows breakdown of electronic devices and components. Sales of memories are expected to decline by 6%. Excluding the foreign exchange impact, a little more than 10% decrease is expected. As for hard disk drive sales, it is expected to decline by 17%. Without the foreign exchange impact, we expect more than 20% decrease, and this will lead to the operating loss. And because of this, we are quickly working on the structural reforms. At the bottom, operating income numbers of the memories are shown. For FY15, operating income of 130 billion and about 16% ROS are expected. In the first half, ROS was about 20%, but it would come down to a little more than 10% in the second half. In FY14, ROS was in mid to high 20s. Please turn to page 21. On the left, operating loss forecast of 340 billion yen is shown, with non-operating income 40 billion yen, income taxes 260 billion yen, net loss forecast is 550 billion yen. 180 billion yen gain on sales of securities, including Kone Corporation and Topcom, is booked, with financial expenses, lawsuit-related expenses, fixed assets disposal expenses, and exchange rate impact. The non-operating income will be 40 billion yen. Because of the expected net loss in FY15, we believe the reversal of the deferred tax assets will be necessary. Therefore, this forecast includes 260 billion yen increase of income taxes. Page 22 shows goodwill and fixed assets. Impairment was recorded for Toshiba Tech's subsidiary TGCS in the first half of this year. In transmission distribution systems and solar photovoltaic systems, there were some negative effects due to excessive global expansion. We will drastically reorganize and review this business and make it profitable in FY16. We expect an impairment of about 40 billion yen in the second half. We are currently reviewing nuclear power business and Landis+Gyr gear, including their future plans toward determination of the financial results. We will conduct impairment testing to strictly evaluate these assets together with external experts. We will announce the result of the testing as soon as it is completed. Page 23 shows the forecast of balance of debt and shareholders' equity. With a drastic decrease in shareholder equity and worsening of the free cash flow, net debt-equity ratio is expected to far exceed 300%. As the shareholder equity decreases, we would invite outside shareholders' financial support for the healthcare business and consider selling additional stocks and real estate assets without any restrictions. We plan to improve net debt-equity ratio as quickly as possible by increasing cash flow and shareholders' equity. I ask for your understanding. And that concludes my presentation.